Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Dr. Glovina Show, this podcast that really is designed for you. And I do hope that it is a blessing to you. I hope that it makes a difference in your life. And let's see, I think I'm getting some sound checks here. Let's check. This is a live podcast. Let's see what we got here. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Great. Thank you. Yeah, so here we are. And I really wanted to talk about transition today. Because transition is an amazing thing because it takes us to a new place. And the new place doesn't necessarily have to be a physical location. A transition can be an emotional, a mental location, a societal location. But it's a shift. A transition is a shift. And you have heard me use the word in the podcast recently, it's a reset. A transition is not the same as transformation. I know often we interchange them, but a transformation, let me pause here for a moment. A transformation is a major change. It's a change from, how about this, one thing into another thing. For example, a butterfly goes through a metamorphosis. You know, we learned this in elementary school. That's a transformation. The caterpillar becomes a beautiful, luxurious, eye-catching creation, transformation. You know, I have said, and I don't know why it came to me one morning. I woke up one morning and I looked in the mirror and I said, you know what? You can go to bed a caterpillar and wake up a butterfly. That's transformation. But we're going to look at transition, counting your change, counting the shift, you know, physical, it could be physical, as I mentioned, emotional, it could be psychological, but a transition is something that happens over time, T-I-M-E, it happens over time. So as we begin to put in here, empty out our piggy banks and see just how much change do we have or how much change do we plan on accumulating, you really do have the choice. You really do. And what I mean by you have the choice, within the phase of transition of how you will handle the change. Yeah. How are you going to handle the change? And so this is where we are right now. transformation is a complete, it's fundamental, it's thorough, it's kind of a dramatic change. However, transition, it's a process or it is a period of changing from one state or one condition to another. It can be very gradual. It's less dramatic than transformation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is where we are. We may be coming into a period of change, which is what leads to transition, where we may have an opportunity, some of us that may even experience like anxiety. We can begin to exchange anxiety, even social anxiety. Some of us experience social anxiety. We may be able to exchange during the transition anxiety for a divine assignment. A divine assignment. There are some changes taking place. We may not be absolutely certain why it's happening. And that often is what brings on the anxiety, the uncertainty of the future. But I want you to know, and I want to remind you, that you have a level of supernatural strength on the inside of you that can help you to begin to calculate, hey, what am I going to do if I begin to feel anxiety for the new changes that are coming in my life? How am I going to handle the transition? How will I survive and thrive, not, you know, and thrive in the wilderness? What will I do in order to bring healing to my soul, my mind, and my body as I am transitioning to a new place? And a new place can mean emotionally, physically, even psychologically, moving to a new place. Wow. Yeah. We can be standing on the threshold of a powerful breakthrough, but we have to keep our eyes open so that we can see how God is giving us directions and instructions. I've said it before, I'll put it like that, and I'll say it again. Pay attention to the small things, because the small things will be indicators of a change of season. Many of us are going through these changes of seasons. And in some respects, we feel like it may have caught us by surprise. But really, going forward, let's pay attention to the small things, because often it's the little foxes that can destroy the vine. This new shift for you, this transition, this change that's coming, it may really put you in a new place financially. Someone may be in a financial calamity right now, but the change that may be coming in your life at this phase may put you in a very, very good place. So we want to learn how to release that supernatural strength on the inside of us to help us get answers, directions, and solutions for how we handle the transition. Yeah, the transition, the change, the changes that take place in our life. Because I'll repeat it, actually, it is the change in our lives that brings about the transition. If you think about it, some of us may be going through several changes. I can remember there was a period in my life, I was going through a number of changes. If you count the change in your piggy bank, remember piggy bank? Yeah, most of you do. If you count the change, there can be several changes that have taken place in an individual's life, in your life, in my life. But when we look at it, how are we dealing with the change? Or how are we dealing with the transition that the change has brought on? How do we look at the change and see the end? I'm talking about a better end. Yeah. So it's like a phase of our life has ended, and now we have to step into this transitional phase and realize, I'm going to say a powerful word here, and realize a new and exciting new beginning has begun. A reset. And if we can be bold enough, I say we, if we can be bold enough to let go and loose, let things go that have ended and not wander for a longer period of time than we need to in order to get to the new beginning. Because I believe there is a scripture that says, a holy scripture that says, the end is declared from the beginning. And if we can trust that word, that the end, you know, sometimes we say, que sera, what will be. In other words, we know that it may be a little turbulent right now, but you're going to a good place. The end is declared from the beginning. That scripture actually, I'm not going to say that it saved my life during a very tumultuous period, but what it did was that it gave me something solid to hold on to. It gave me something to anchor my thoughts to so that I would not get off course, so that I would stay steady during the period of transition. Declared from the beginning. It worked for me. It may or may not work for you, but I'm sharing that with you. When we can recognize that we're going someplace in this transition, even if it seems a bit confusing, we call it the neutral zone of our existence, you know, we still put our arms around faith. And we have the courage to boldly step into these new beginnings. I really want you to think about, and you may have to go back and listen to this podcast again, because the changes are really what causes the transition. There was a period, as I mentioned, in my life when I was going through several transitions. I had to leave my own, I had established my own business. I had to shut my business down. I was a financial planner, and I moved overseas. I moved to Europe. And when I moved to Europe, I had to start all over again. So look at the many changes that had come in my life. Not only did I shut down my business, not only did I move to Europe, but also with moving to Europe came along what? A new culture, a language barrier. And part of the culture, listen to this, part of the culture even entailed not being able to just run to, quote, a 7-Eleven. Not being able to just get up, oh, let me just go grab. No, I was in a new culture. I couldn't just jump in the car and run a last-minute errand. Do you see what I'm saying? Within that one change, other changes came along with it. I said, sometimes we have to stop and count the change in our piggy banks. You may feel overwhelmed, but I promise you, if we can invest some time, begin to look at what's going on in my life, begin to sit and meditate and get before God and begin to get a handle on all that you may be dealing with. And it may be overwhelming. That's not going to take you down because it may be overwhelming. But let's begin to examine. Let's count the changes. And listen, because you count the changes, I want to say this. You're not going to lose it. You may feel initially a bit overwhelmed, but that's not the end of the world. That's not the end of your progress, your progression. The changes that I was going through which took me into a phase of transition. They were internal and external. Can you imagine the emotional turmoil I felt when I would ask someone a question and I could only be spoken back into that particular language? And you're thinking, somebody must speak English. Internal anxiety. Outer, feeling like I'm unable to effectively communicate. I was in transition. I had to learn to utilize new ways for the same activity. You may be there right now, or you may come into this phase. Transition can be confusing. Yeah, it's almost like you're being in a state of crisis. Because we're crossing a threshold. It's like a rites of passage. It could be you're about to go through a lifestyle change. Yeah. Maybe there are some changes that you want to make, so you've made the decision now to enter into the phase of transition. Yeah. I've gone through a lot of transitions in my life. Newly married, remarried, ready-made families. I've gone through a lot, and you may have gone through a lot. Maybe you're a widow or a widower. Perhaps you have retired. Perhaps your spouse retired. That's a transition for you as well. Maybe it's your first baby. Maybe you are battling or struggling or overcoming an illness. Perhaps you're in the transition of a promotion on your job or starting a new career. Maybe you've returned to school, hey, and you're in school now and you're with younger people that are bringing new ideas. But I want you to know, you're going to be okay. I don't just say that haphazardly. And you may not have it all together in the transition. But that's okay. You're going somewhere. Because something has ended. Now you're coming into the transition stage, which may be confusing. It may feel stressful and may bring about some distress in your emotions. But it's a new beginning that you're headed toward, and it's a good beginning. Yeah. And sometimes, most times, I'm going to say this, we really don't choose the ending. We don't even know often that it's going to happen. And it's okay to say, I'm a bit confused right now. I'm in transition. And I know we say God is not the author of confusion. But may I add, he is the Lord. So he may not be the author of it, but he's the Lord over it. Yeah. If we admit, I'm a little confused right now, I'm going through some things, it's not an admission to that you made a mistake. You could be, as I mentioned, starting a new career, and there you are, you're meeting new people, you're making new relationships, you're learning the culture of this particular employer. Hey, it can bring on some distress, it can become confusing, and when you admit to that, you're not saying, I think I made a mistake by taking this job or embarking upon this new career or entering into holy matrimony. No, I don't think because you admit that it is a bit distressful or it may cause you some anxiety. I don't think that's an admission to I made a mistake. I think that's what it's saying is I'm in a phase of transition. I'm learning how to adjust and how to live in my new world. We all agree it can be confusing because some of the good days have passed. Yeah, even if you left an old job, an old career, you embarked upon a new career, and you may say, hey, this is not what I really thought it would be. Give it time. All your good days have not passed. There's so many more before you. Yeah. So get a good attitude about your transition. Acknowledge it. And another thing, I mentioned this, but every transition, it begins with an ending. And I would be the last one. You know, I was sharing with my sons. I've been, you know, doing some downsizing. And I told them, I said, it seems like when I give some of these things away, I said, I often feel like I'm giving away a piece of myself. That can be that can be one of those, aha, let me pause for a moment. Maybe I do need to keep these other things. But my son said something to me that really gave me the push that I needed to embrace transition. He said to me, he said, Mom, you may feel like you're losing a piece, but guess what? You're making room to gain even better experiences in your life. Something to think about. But we have to let go of the old before we can, grab the new. Inwardly and outwardly, listen, even people and places, I'm not saying cut anyone off. What I'm saying is even people and places, some of the old stuff, it doesn't work anymore. I know that's right. So we have to clear the mind of the old. I attended a church many years ago in Chicago, Illinois, and the name of it was Christ Universal Temple. And once a year, the pastor would gather us on New Year's Eve, and she would have the Reverend Dr. Johnny Coleman, and she would have told us to prepare a list of the things that we wanted to end in our life, things that we wanted to push out of the way so that we could make room for the new, how to clear our mind. And she did something every year. She would have us to write it out, and we would sit there in church. And then the ushers would come with a big basket, like what we use perhaps for offerings, and we would place those letters in the basket. And in the front of the church, she had a huge, it looked like a bronze bowl that literally they burned. And she called it the burning bowl experience. It would clear the mind. Isn't that amazing? Something physical would give us a release. Just seeing that smoke go up, get a picture of that. We felt like we had really let go of the old, and in most cases we had. Yeah, what is it that we may need to clear our mind as we are looking and counting at the changes? Have you noticed, I know some, you know, I used to collect coins from, you know, various places on the globe. And sometimes those coins from other countries, some way they would wind up in, quote, the piggy bank. But guess what? When I went to turn those coins in, those coins were always rejected. They couldn't go through, or they would even jam the machine sometimes. Perhaps there's some changes that have gotten into your life that may be preventing you from moving forward. But in this period of transition, remember, it's the change that ushers us into transition. There are some changes that are not fitting, not working, and you have the control. You can begin to make those changes. You really can. You can begin to examine them and then re-alter some things. And I highly recommend that you get still and you get before God so that when you make decisions, we can begin to reduce our variables. Yeah, that the decisions that we make and things that need to be eliminated, you're eliminating them so you can make room for the new, so you can move on to the next level, so that you can usher in to the new beginnings in your life. I know. Wow. I'm being quiet here. I should never really give this kind of silence, but especially on the air. But today, I wanted to share with you how to get through some of the changes
and the transitions that the changes have brought about.
Don't be afraid. That's why I say that, because sometimes we I do too. I may not really want to face the work that it may require to move on to the next level, the next dimension, to lay my arms around a brand new beginning. But we've got to let go of the old, go on and feel the uncertainty when we, you know, we're getting used to it. Like I said, when I begin to downsize, hey, I feel like, you know, I felt like I'm letting a piece of myself go here, because some of them were attached to memories and emotions. But I made room for new and exciting new adventures in my life. Yeah. So we'll develop new skills even as we're going through transition. Because in transition, sometimes we call it the wilderness experience, a dry place, we begin to separate the old and embrace the new. We begin to look back and examine, how did I deal with that ending? Learn some lessons where it can help us to deal with other endings in a more productive way. Not always coming out, kicking and screaming and not taking 100% responsibility for things, you know? Yeah. I often think about, as a child, how we're about to end this podcast. I think about, even as a child, how did I deal with my ending? Did I throw a tantrum? Did I know that my parents, they know what's best for me? Or did I think I know what's best for me better than my parents? Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But how I dealt with endings as a child, I would sit and think and contemplate. But now that I'm older, when I was a child, I thought like a child. But when I became mature, I put away childish things. Now, I stop, I think, I strategize, and as I am in transition, I make new plans for the new beginning. And that's what I would like us to end this podcast on. Let's begin to strategize. What is it going to be like when I wrap my arms around these new beginnings in my life? New beginnings. Yeah. I want to read a quote to you as we come to a close. Listen what Coretta Scott King said. How strong your opinions are, if you don't use your power for positive change, you are indeed part of the problem. We're taking 100% responsibility. Listen to what James Baldwin, the famous author, said. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. What is it that we need to face? What is it that we may need to face? We certainly have had a lot of changes. We've gone through a lot of transitions. What have you learned from that? Yeah, what have we learned? I want you to listen to this quote. We all get scared and want to turn away. But it isn't always strength that makes us stay. Strength is also making the decision to change our destiny and wrap our arms around the new. Yeah. Wow. I hope today was a blessing to you. It was for me, because I've had this time to be with you. This means a lot to me. And I want you to begin to move forward. And as you are counting your changes, take time, get before God, pray, and get directions. I love you more than you'll ever know.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time,
love, peace, and prosperity.